and Andrew Collins is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Sorry to keep you waiting. It's just been so busy here this morning.
Okay.
You're described to me as a celebrity cat lover. How do you feel about that for a start?
Very happy to be described as a cat lover. The celebrity part is up for grabs, but yes, I love cats.
Now, the annual hunt is on for the UK's most perfect puss. Cats Protection launching its National Cat Awards, celebrating the achievements of the country's fearless felines and miraculous moggies. You're one of the judges, so how does it all shake down?
Well, I was asked last year for the first time to judge and was very excited to do so. There are a number of categories. You can put forward your own cat if you live in the UK. We had over 1,000 entries last year and reduced that down to shortlists for each of the big awards, the five awards, which includes Hero Cat, Most Caring Cat, A Tale of Friendship Between Children and Cats. There are loads of categories, and it doesn't have to be heroism in the kind of Hollywood style of being rescued from a burning building, although the overall winner last year was a cat called Tink, who actually did rescue its family from burning in a building. But there are different kinds of heroism. You know, it can be just a cat that sits on your lap and lets you stroke it while you're recovering from an illness. So there's loads of different reasons and loads of different ways to get involved.
So if somebody's listening to us now, Andrew, and they think, I have a very special cat, he or she needs to be exposed to the wider world, I'd love to enter them. How do they go about doing that?
It's simple. You go to the Cats Protection website, which is cats.org.uk, and simply tell your story. Look for the National Cat Awards when you're at the website. And as I say, over 1,000 people did last year. Everybody's cat is special to them. But there are an interesting set of stories that emerge, and then we'll pick the shortlists and then pick an overall winner for each category and an overall winner for the whole awards. It's a great event. It takes place in London in August. And, of course, none of the cats can be there. It's like one of those Hollywood award ceremonies where the winners aren't there but appear on film. All our cats appear on film because you can't really have a room full of cats.
No, well, there are some who would argue that point, but I know exactly what you mean. What about yourself? Do you have a cat or several cats?
I did have two cats. That was then reduced to one cat two Christmases ago. And since the second of the sisters went, we haven't actually got a new cat, but we have been kind of adopted by a tomcat that used to pop round to see us and now comes round more often. And it's lovely to have a cat, even temporarily, in the house during the day, because if you are a cat lover, you'll know that even if a cat's asleep in another room on the other side of the house, it still makes the house better.
Yes, they're very good at adopting families, aren't they? We were adopted by a cat, which I thought was a he, but turned out to be a she. Is known, you've heard of E.T. Well, our cat is known as E.P., which is short for Ever Present.
How lovely.
Every morning when I get up and open the door, there is the cat looking at me saying, "Oh, there you are. Time for my breakfast," you know?
So they like to be fed, but they are very patient because they will sit outside your door all day. If you're late in getting up, they will wait.
Yes, they do. And EP, as we call them, once fed and preened and having done a bit of exploring, will return. And if you're sitting reading, has a penchant for going underneath the chair, curling up and making sure if you move, they know.
Absolutely. And you can see why cats are therapeutic, because the one thing they know how to do is to curl up and go to sleep. If only, you know, I could go to sleep as quickly as a cat does and stay asleep, but they do.
Yeah, if only I had as many opportunities to go to sleep as they do. So this event that you're judging on, when is the awards ceremony made?
It's in August in London. The entries open tomorrow, so you have till the end of March to put forward your own story. So if you have a cat that thinks you think should win an award, then tell your story on the website, and you could well be in London yourself if your cat is nominated. The cat obviously won't get to come, but they might win some cat food.
Just a logistical question before I let you go, Andrew. How do you get all the clips of film of the cats that make the final? Do the owners do that, or do you send somebody round to do it, or how is it done?
We'll send somebody round. If your cat is shortlisted, we'll send somebody to do a film professionally, so you don't have to do that yourself.
Right, so somebody does it professionally and presumably edit it up into a package, and there you are at the awards night in August. It's all there.
And they'll be played out. As I say, no cats are actually there, so all cats exist only on film. But I can promise you, the cat stories are so moving and heartwarming. There were people there, grown people. In fact, nearly everyone in the room at the lunch was kind of crying tears of joy into their soup.
Oh, there you are. You paint a wonderful picture, Andrew. It's a nice job to have, and I'm sure you enjoy it.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's not a job. It's a calling.
A calling. Indeed it is. Andrew, nice of you to be calling us this morning, and lovely to talk to you, and good luck with the judging.
Thanks very much.
All the best.